This is Sunday Karma on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Sunday Karma, ESPN Wisconsin, Championship Sunday at TPC Wisconsin and the 2026 American Family Insurance Championship. Alongside Kyle Wallace and Alex Strohf, who's back in the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at ESPN Milwaukee. I forgot to say the birthday boy, Kyle Wallace, joining me on site here at TPC Wisconsin. My name is Jesse Nelson. I'm your cousin's sub of the day, in for Craig Karmazin and Greg Scalzo here on Sunday Karma.
I'm starting to understand why people say you're annoyed.
Whoa!
No, I get it now. I mean, are you still my guy? Like, I like you, Jesse, but yeah.
Not enough to come to my party on Friday night. But
are you only child or no? Can't be.
Oh, I'm an only child.
You're the only child?
Yeah.
I would think you'd be, because you have a little brother type poke. Because I'm a little brother, so I know how to poke. But you, yeah.
What did he do? What did I miss?
No, he just... He keeps missing.
Kyle's tired of getting birthday wishes, well, and now I keep saying it's his birthday, and I don't know. For some reason, he doesn't want me to say
birthday,
it's his birthday.
The birthday, he missed the party.
You said you were coming to the party. You didn't come to the party.
And then, Jason questioning his research skills, and then after hearing his research skills, I said, okay, it aligns with my perspective, but it seemed a little spotty. I get it now. I mean, I still like you, Jesse, but I get how working with you every day could make you. Because, trust me, Strohf gets on my nerves all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I get it now. I still like you.
Thanks?
No.
What am I supposed to use that for?
Is so sensitive. You sound like Strohf now.
I always thought that of the Kyle and Bruss crew, at least I could count on Kyle.
No, I count on you, Jess. I like you. I like you a lot.
Do you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because I'm not hearing a lot of...
big Jesse fan. Big Jesse Nelson. I have some hall monitor in me as well.
Oh, yeah, you do.
If I did half the research as much as I tried to into that receiver ranking deal, I think I'd find that I don't know if you like me as much as you're trying to sell me on.
No, I do, Jesse. I do. I like you. I like you a lot. But you shouldn't judge who you are as a person based off how much I like you or anybody else likes you. If you love you and your wife loves you and your dog loves you, that's all that matters.
Okay.
Thanks, Kyle.
I like you, Jesse.
This is uncomfortable.
No, it's not. No, it's just.
Sheer amount you've said I like you, Jesse, feels a little bit.
Feels like you're overconfident.
You know what's playing in my head is the Dirty Diana from our show, from Iguanago, and there's this hotkey that Strohf always plays of her. Talking about Jesse Nelson. I said, that's so
First
harsh.
Of all, why you guys all got to put Jesse Nelson on the air? His voice is so annoying. He is. He's so annoying. I try and listen to them in the morning, Wilby and Tausch, and then I have to hear Jesse's voice, and I'm like, oh, my God, this man is so annoying. His voice just, it's whiny. He's irritating.
That last part, he's irritated. I never understood it until now.
Hey, Diana, I go hours without talking on Wildy and Tausch. You can listen to the show and have just as much fun without me being part of it.
Jesse, but during that. I love working with Jesse, though.
What is happening?
Kyle's overcompensating because he didn't come to my party on Friday.
But I think he stands by calling you annoying, which he did to start this segment.
Yeah, I think he does, too.
I mean, that's okay.
What in particular is irritating you all of a sudden?
Did something occur
that is irritating you to the point where you are now overcompensating by saying how much you like Jesse?
He just the birthday thing, man. The birthday thing. He said it 20 times now.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday from all of us to you. We wish it was our birthday so we could party too. Hey, I don't know what I've been told. Somebody is getting old.
Is this the guy you birthed?
I'm trying to hear the song. I can't.
I
don't know what it's been said.
Kyle's face is turning red.
Happy
birthday.
Birthday.
Happy birthday from Sunday Karma. Hey!
So you created that monster, didn't you, Jesse?
I did. Yeah.
You created that monster. Yeah. And I see you guys have a lot of similarities. I can see. I now
is
see.
Is he an only child too, or
no,
little brother?
No, he's not. But
I don't think he's either.
Strofe says
a
he
little
comes
brother,
from. Excuse
true.
Me. Oh, yeah. Ben says Strofe comes from the school of Jesse Nelson, and now I'm fully understanding.
I hate to break it to you, almost every producer at ESPN Wisconsin now comes from the school of Jesse Nelson.
That's true.
I do like I like them. I will say this: they all are endearing to me.
Uh huh.
But they sometimes can get on my nerves.
All right. Well, this was a productive segment. I was going to talk about Jacob Mizorowski, but
The Miz. Yeah.
Hang on.
What time is it?
It is 11:16.
We don't run a clock around here.
I don't want to hear it from you today.
I want to give Miz his full proper amount of credit and a dedicated time.
No, I want to give Pat Murphy his full credit and dedicated time, because if it was Jesse Nelson running the team, he would have been fired. He would have been canned last year.
I did not.
Canned.
We are going to talk about Jacob Mizorowski and the historic stretch that he has been pitching, including another dominant performance against one of the worst teams in baseball last night on the road in the Colorado Rockies. We're going to do that coming up.
Damn, Jesse, you good.
Kyle.
What a tease that was.
I appreciate that. Why don't you, before we get to our break, tell us about Gruber Law Offices.
Ooh, Jesse is good. He had a good tease and a good setup. Let me tell you about one call, that's all, with Gruber Law Offices. You see the billboard, you know the name, but the thing that's most important is the money they can get back for you. When you are injured in a car accident, you don't want to be stressed out. You don't be going back and forth with anybody. You want to be focused on healing, and that's exactly what Gruber Law Offices does. They allow for their clients to focus on healing while they focus on winning your case. And you know the history of them winning cases. They've been doing it for over 35 years right here in the great state of Wisconsin. But what I love about Gruber is not only will they support you, they support all the athletics in the state of Wisconsin. They support the community in Wisconsin. But more importantly, if you or a loved one is ever injured, they will make sure you are good. And always remember with Gruber Law Offices, you never pay a single penny until they win your case. So get connected with Gruber Law Office today by visiting gruber-law.com. That is gruber-law.com. It's one call, that's all, with Gruber Law Offices.
Yeah, that was extra impressive, battling like bugs and grass flying on you during that.
Yeah, it was.
You were flailing all around, but you didn't miss a beat. That was fantastic. Well done, Kyle Wallace.
See, now we back on.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
The Magical Miz. We'll talk about him coming up next, live from TPC Wisconsin at the 2026 American Family Insurance Championship. It's Sunday Karma on ESPN Wisconsin.
You're listening to Sunday Karma on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. Sunday Karma coming up on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
It is now time for us to dedicate a proper amount of time to share appreciation for Jacob Mizorowski. On Sunday Karma on ESPN Wisconsin, live from TPC Wisconsin at the 2026 AmFam Championship, the final round officially fully underway. The leaders teed off about 30 minutes ago or so. 10:52 is the final tee time of the day. Still plenty of time for fans to come on out and enjoy a beautiful Sunday afternoon here on the east side of Madison at TPC Wisconsin. Concession stand line now filling up. We see the stands starting to fill up. People are coming out to enjoy Championship Sunday here at TPC Wisconsin. If you don't have a chance to make it out today, you can watch live coverage of the final round of the AmFam Championship on the Golf Channel coming up this afternoon around 1:30, the scheduled start time for the broadcast on TV. All right, Jacob Mizorowski last night just did classic Jacob Mizorowski things again. 7 innings, 1 unearned run allowed, 4 hits, 8 strikeouts. Yeah, nice night. Miz shuts down the Rockies. Brewers win the game 7-1. They win another series. They've just been on fire, back to their season-high watermark, 16 games over 500 here in 2026, the first-place Milwaukee Brewers, as we sit here on the morning of June 7th.
He is incredible. And here's the thing is that I think a lot – if anybody's like me, you're just waiting for this run of spectacular pitching to be like, all right, well, he's going to have to come back down to earth at some point. And Jacob Mizorowski is not coming back down to earth. And we posted on our ESPN Wisconsin Instagram a video of Jacob Mizorowski last night in the 7th inning, kind of got into a little bit of trouble, and Pat Murphy was looking to potentially take him out, and he looked at the bullpen and he said, "No, I don't want to go out." And Pat Murphy, being the great manager that he is, the great leader that he is, he talked to basically from the dugout, he mouthed to him, he said, "You want to stay in?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "All right, you got it." And then Jacob Mizorowski got out of that inning. And for me, that might be the maturation. I know they said, you know, he just grew up like that. To me, that's so huge because as a competitor, most people play sports or most people compete in something, right? And you all have that moment where you challenge yourself, and when you challenge yourself to ask for more, and when you rise to the occasion and you actually succeed, when you say, hey, I want this, I want to get through this, and there's one thing if you fail, then you kind of kick yourself. It's another thing if you thrive and you succeed. And yesterday, Jacob Mizorowski saying, no, I want to get out this inning. I got myself into this. I'm going to get myself out of this. And to actually get himself out of it, people have to understand how huge that is for his confidence. Sports, and like a lot of things in life, are all about how confident you are. The fact that he was able to say, I'm going to get out of this, and that's exactly what he did. He knew he had to lock in. He knew he had to focus. And he knew he needed to get his team out of this jam here. And he delivered. To me, that was that. The Jacob Mizorowski that we're seeing now may be the guy we see the rest of this season. Like, I think yesterday for me, all the other stuff was fantastic. It's been incredible. You know, breaking records, fastest pitch as a starter ever thrown. But the fact that he challenged himself and saying, I'm going to get out of this, and he did, to me it shows that this dude, he can do anything. If he locks in a big moment, he will get the out. Like, that is so special what we have with Jacob Mizorowski. And now I am a firm believer that Jacob Mizorowski, before I thought he could win the NL Cy Young, now I firmly, firmly believe that this is the pitcher we're going to get for the rest of the year. And if Chris Sanchez keeps pitching great, it's going to be tough. But ain't no other pitcher in Major League Baseball outside of Chris Sanchez keeping up with Jacob Mizorowski this year. He's going to be – this is who he is now.
We'll get to the Bob Gibson stat in a minute, which is a crazy thing
That's
to
ridiculous.
Even say. Alex Stroh, I see you're at American Family Field all the time cheering on the Miz and the Brewers. What do you make of another outstanding performance on the mound last night for Miz?
I just want Brewers fans to not get numb to this, because this is absolutely absurd what we are witnessing with not only Mizorowski but also Kyle Harrison. The two 24-year-olds who are taking over baseball. In any other season that Jacob Mizorowski didn't exist, Kyle Harrison would be a Cy Young candidate. And Jacob Mizorowski, obviously, a Cy Young candidate after another electric start last night. I just don't know how he does it, Jesse. I understand it's an expectation at this point that he's going to come in and he's going to throw 40 to 50 pitches over 100 miles an hour. And sometimes, you know, thanks to the elevation in Denver yesterday, he's going to get close to 104 miles an hour. But I don't know how he does it. And I'm never going to get sick of watching it. So I'm just enjoying the show, to be real honest with you, Jesse. I'm just enjoying the show because it is a privilege and an honor, frankly, to watch what we are watching with Jacob Mizorowski. I'm laughing, but I'm serious. Like, the best duo we've witnessed, at least in recent memory, was obviously Corbin Burns, who kind of came out of nowhere and won a Cy Young, and Brandon Woodruff, when they were both on their A game back in, I want to say, like 2019, 2020.
21, I think, was a good year for both.
Yeah. I think this is better. I think what we're witnessing with Mizorowski and Harrison is better, and it's so unexpected, at least from the Harrison perspective, of you don't expect these two guys to be the best duo, the best tandem of starters in Major League Baseball in 2026. If I told you that before the season, you would have told me I was nuts. Now, I think we all anticipated a jump in a new level of found consistency for Jacob Mizorowski, especially after what he did in the postseason coming out of the bullpen. But it's absurd. He's breaking records every time he pitches.
Yeah, and he's done this now for over a month. Like, that's the thing. One thing to do it for a couple starts, and it's one thing to have a hot month, is one thing to do it for a long stretch. And that is what Jacob Mizorowski is doing. I guess for me as a Brewers fan, Corbin Burns, do we understand how good Corbin Burns was? He won the dang Cy Young Award. And Corbin Burns can't hold anything to what we are seeing from Jacob Mizorowski right now. This has been absolutely incredible, and this is what gives me hope and faith that the Brewers are going to have a chance to do something very special that they have never done in Brewers franchise history. Something to Milwaukee, the city of Milwaukee, the state of Wisconsin, hasn't seen since like the 50s, is winning a baseball championship. He gives you an opportunity to do that not only this year, but definitely in the future.
Your Miz stat of the day comes from OptaStats on social media. On Twitter, it's at OptaStats. It's been shared from the ESPN Wisconsin social media platforms. Jacob Mizorowski of the Milwaukee Brewers has a 0.20 ERA over his last seven starts.
Yes.
That is one earned run in 45 and a third innings pitched.
It's ridiculous.
Wait for the punchline here.
Let me hear it.
That is the lowest ERA by any major league pitcher over a seven-start span, minimum 30 innings pitched, which isn't much of anything, since Bob Gibson from June 6th to July 6th, 1968.
Yeah. Yeah, we're talking almost
They changed
years. The
mound because of that guy.
Yeah. It just shows you how special he is. And I said it before on Kyle and Russ. I've never seen a pitcher get better in the majors than what they were in the minors so quickly. Because now I think now we're getting closer when he got called up. He might have been called up by now at this point last year.
Yeah, it was like the first week of June.
And so the fact that Jacob Mizorowski in the minor leagues had, I think, career ERA of like a 3-something. And then you tinker with things, you try to figure out. He was really good. Like he can throw it past people, but his control wasn't where it needed to be at. That was an area of concern. That's why they brought him along slowly last year. Remember, he was on like an innings count. They just letting him go. Pitch count, no, we're letting him go. So this is incredible what we're seeing from Jacob Mizorowski. This is great. But Jesse, I have to ask you, because now we got the actual person that said it. When you made the comment about Pat Murphy, what went through your mind? I mean, wait, I just want to know. What made you want to even ponder the thought of moving on from a manager in June, into May?
It was actually mid-May.
What made you want to ponder to have that conversation in year two of a guy's managerial career with the Brewers, less than 2 months into his second year?
I'm glad you asked, Kyle. Thanks for bringing it up again.
Yes. I want to know. I just want to know what goes through your mind.
At the time.
Yeah.
Remember the great WTMJ cribbage board giveaway of 2025, the greatest giveaway in the history of Milwaukee Brewers baseball.
That's still hot.
Good take. Legendary. Good take.
That night, the Brewers got shut out by the Minnesota Twins, and I was at the big birthday bash at the ESPN Madison birthday bash we were at. They couldn't hit. They couldn't pitch. They weren't doing a whole lot of anything. And we felt like 2024 had kind of been like, that's a nice, magical ride, but now council was gone, and was this really the plan? Like, Ricky Weeks was the manager in waiting hired to be the next guy, and Murph was kind of just, he's the old guy that's just kind of doing it for the time being until we figure things out. And I was wondering, is this a changing of the guard? Because the Cubs had acquired Kyle Tucker. They were on a hot start to the season. Like, maybe it was their turn, and the Brewers were going to reset a little bit. Well, obviously, from the time I said that, they caught fire and set a franchise record for wins in a single season, won the division, made it to the NLCS, and beat the Cubs in 5 games in the NLDS. So, I was wrong. I've fully admitted I was wrong. I also never said that I wanted him fired. I said, when do we want to start thinking about having the conversation? When do we want to have a conversation about having the conversation was all I was asking.
Okay.
The people at the birthday party were like, at what point do we, I know Strofe played it 100 times on your show on the anniversary.
What was the response? Was everybody at the party telling you that was too early?
Yeah, they said, it's only May. I said, I know it's only May, but they're in fourth place, and this team should be better than this. And then,
they're in fourth place in May this year, too?
They were, and I didn't say a damn thing.
Wait, they might have been in fifth place.
They were. They went worst to first in the span of, like, 3 weeks.
Oh, Jesse had to hold his tongue. He's probably sitting there saying, don't say anything, don't say anything.
No. Here's what I have said about the Milwaukee Brewers.
Yeah, what have you said?
Back-end bullpen concerns me.
Oh, yes.
McGill and Uribe, and I know Jarred Koenig's going to come back here at some point, and they might get a little healthy, but the back end of the bullpen is not locked down like it has been for the last 5 years or so. And there's been some interchangeable pieces going back to Josh Hader and everybody that's been part of that back end of the bullpen. That does not feel like a stable unit to me right now. And I said yesterday, there's a guy that I think the Brewers should look into acquiring, and nobody's going to like this idea.
What is it?
Aroldis Chapman. Aroldis Chapman is older than dirt. He's like 38 years old. Baseball terms, he's older than dirt. He made his major league debut in 2010, but this year he's got an ERA under 2. He's got 13 saves. He's pitched in 20 games with the Boston Red Sox, and we know the Brewers and Red Sox have a great history of trades.
They ain't picking up the phone no more.
So if the Red Sox would be willing to answer the phone, they're not going anywhere this year in that division. They're going to look to make a move. They're going to try and trade him to a contender. And the Brewers getting a guy who has regularly played for a World Series contender in his career for the better part of 2 decades. to solidify the back end of that bullpen. If you want to be serious about making a championship run again this year, I don't think the Tarik Skubal conversation is realistic. I think there's probably a good conversation to have at third base or about an outfield power hitter. But to me, back-end bullpen is the biggest concern, and I would look to a proven veteran from a team that's not going anywhere as the guy that you can put in the back end. And there's nobody who's done it more in the postseason that would be available this year than Aroldis Chapman.
You know what's so funny about this? I like that take. When you brought up the Red Sox, everybody talks about the most recent Red Sox deal, the last two. You remember the Travis Shaw deal?
Yes. That worked out pretty well for us, too.
Another one where the Brewers got away with that one. The Red Sox just...
I mean, obviously, they've been open to trade partnership before. Yeah. There's plenty of history. It just typically doesn't go well for them.
One more time.
Let's see. And if you got to overpay just a little bit, and, you know, for all those times we fleeced them in these other deals, maybe you give up the fifth best prospect instead of the sixth to try and go get Aroldis Chapman. You know, you just kind of see if that's the opportunity you can get from the Boston Red Sox. So, anyway, the Miz. Fantastic. Another big night last night. Brewers going for the sweep of the Colorado Rockies this afternoon. 2:10 first pitch. Listen to it on Madison's home of the Brewers, 100.5 ESPN, and also on our sister station, 620 WTMJ, the Brewers Network flagship. And then Vegas tomorrow night for the Brewers. Late one.
Yeah.
9 o'clock first pitch tomorrow night. The A's
Viva
in Vegas.
Vegas, baby.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, don't have too much fun out there, boys. Let's just whoop a whole bunch of behind.
I hope a lot of people are making the trip out to Vegas to go see the crew play out
that
there. It'll be a fun road trip. Go Denver and then Vegas back to back. That's a nice little road trip if you wanted to make that, if you're a Brewers fan out there. Sunday Karma live from TPC Wisconsin, the AmFam Championship. Jesse Nelson, Kyle Wallace, producer Alex Strofe is back in the Gruber Law Offices One Call That's All studios at ESPN Milwaukee. We'll continue the conversation, give you an update on the leaderboard. Where is Steve Stricker at here today? We'll talk about that. Plus, the celebrity foursome yesterday, Jordy Nelson, Donald Driver were in attendance. We'll talk a little about that. That's all coming up. Sunday Karma on ESPN Wisconsin.
This is Sunday Karma on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. You're listening to Sunday Karma on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Live from TPC Wisconsin at the 2026 American Family Insurance Championship, it's Sunday Karma on ESPN Wisconsin. I'm your cousin sub of the day, Jesse Nelson, alongside the birthday boy, Kyle Wallace.
It's starting to fill up here, Jesse. It's starting to fill up. The lines at the concessions are getting long. The sun is shining. We're here for the championship round at the AmFam Championship at TPC Wisconsin. I'm loving it, man. I'm loving it.
If you're in the Madison area, it's a short drive wherever you are, and you can still get out here to catch the action this afternoon. Tournament's going to go till about 4 o'clock or so this afternoon.
All right.
It's usually when it starts to wrap up, so plenty of time to get out here, see the final round. John Daly drawing a big crowd. Steve Stricker, of course, always drawing a big crowd. And, of course, the leaders. Darren Clark trying to repeat in this team format here this year with a different partner. So a lot of excitement. You can follow along. Come on out. Enjoy it here at TPC Wisconsin. Get your tickets right now, amfamchamp.com. And also you can watch it on the Golf Channel this afternoon if you're in the Milwaukee area. I mean, how about this for a Sunday after? You get set up on a patio at your favorite establishment, wherever you may be, on an outdoor patio. Where you got one TV Brewers-Rockies, one TV AmFam Championship.
Yeah.
How about that for a Sunday afternoon? That sounds pretty doggone good on a beautiful day across the state of Wisconsin. Yesterday was the celebrity foursome. The AmFam Championship Celebrity Foursome. Congratulations to Andy North and Caroline K.K. Harvey of the Wisconsin women's hockey team and U.S. Olympic gold medalist. We got to have a conversation about her in a second here. They beat Donald Driver and Jordy Nelson in the head-to-head competition.
Oh, wow. She must be a really good golfer.
I think between her and Andy, they took care of
Andy.
Hockey player,
really
like, hey, you've seen Happy Gilmore. Hockey players make good golfers.
I have not seen Happy Gilmore.
Okay, well. Never mind then.
You seen Boys in the Hood?
I have not, no.
You seen Friday?
I have not.
Okay then. There it is. We grew up two different ways.
And yet we were both extras in Mr. 3000.
We were both extras in Mr. 3. We both are our connection through sport. Though you grew up in the sticks, and then I grew up in the sticks of Milwaukee,
yeah.
Mr. 3000 was our connection.
That's what brought Waukesha County and Milwaukee County together, apparently.
Look at that.
As kids.
Baseball.
Mr. 3000.
Bernie Mac. R.I.P.
R.I.P. I forgot. Oh, Caroline Harvey. We got to have a conversation about Caroline Harvey. Again, this ties into the AmFam Championship Celebrity Foursome.
Yeah.
Caroline Harvey, three-time national champion.
Three-time.
National Player of the Year this year.
Mm-hmm.
Two-time Junior Gold Medal Award winner in the junior tournaments. Also an Olympic silver medalist in 2022, gold medalist in 2026, she was named the MVP of the Olympics.
I mean, that's a lot to be 23 years old.
And that is, she is done with college. Her college career came to an end, like, a month ago.
Yeah, that's...
If you're saying... Greatest resume for a Wisconsin Badgers athlete as a college athlete. I don't think anyone can top that.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't think Ron Dane can top that. Yeah. I don't think Frank Kaminsky can top. I don't think anybody can top what Caroline Harvey did during her 4 years at Wisconsin.
I mean, I think that's a pretty great point, because not only was she talented as an individual, she also played a significant role in her team being really, really good. But then being able to translate it into international play and being able to play for Team USA Hockey and make a big impact the way that she did, that, to me, yeah, probably under-talked about.
So I yesterday, everyone's like, oh, okay, like, this is cool. Like, Jordy Nelson and Donald Driver, of course, the stars. We were over here, Autograph Alley at the AmFam Championship, all kinds of fans in their Packers gear lined up looking for autographs. And while everyone was all gathered in front, I said, I think everybody needs to take a minute and appreciate what KK Harvey has done as an athlete at the University of Wisconsin. She may be the most decorated, in 4 years at the University of Wisconsin, she may be the most decorated athlete we have ever seen.
Yeah, I mean,
and now she's an AmFam Championship Celebrity Foursome winner too.
All before 25. What did you do before 25?
Yeah, bowled a 299.
Oh wow,
that was pretty cool.
What happened?
What do you mean? What happened? I was on fire. I had 11 strikes in a row.
You can't bowl a 299 now, could you?
No. Well, I could give it a run.
Where did y'all play? Where did you and Ben play at?
We went over to Boulevard Lanes here.
Oh, okay.
On the east side of Madison.
I know the prior. Yeah. I know somebody used to own Boulevard.
The bowl off at Boulevard, I think, or the beat down at Boulevard, whatever we called the thing. It was a good time. Except I lost, so that was not enjoyable. Bowling a 299, probably the greatest accomplishment I had by the time I was 25. You?
I couldn't even tell you, being alive.
Good answer, Strofe.
I have no idea.
Yeah, Strofe is dang near still 25. You know, I saw a video from ESPN Madison that said they were talking about it was saying Gen Z terms Gen Z says, and one of the terms was cap, and I said, "Oh, these Gen Z don't know." I've been saying no cap for 20 years.
That's okay. 20 years you've been saying? That?
Hell yeah, that's cap. That's cap. That's cap.
That's cap.
I'm 36, so yeah, I've been doing it for 20 years.
Congratulations on being ahead of the curve.
I don't think Gen Z knows some of the words that they use are stolen.
Why did that have to do with my accomplishments by 25?
Well, I was thinking about young people. All right, do what you got to do, Jesse.
You're getting old. It's your birthday. Okay, you enjoy your food.
I'm about to.
We got Palermo's Picks coming up next to wrap up this edition of Sunday Karma Live from TPC Wisconsin and the 2026 American Family Insurance Championship. That's coming up next, Sunday Karma on ESPN Wisconsin.
You're listening to Sunday Karma on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. It's that time.
Yes, it's finally here.
Craig makes his picks of the week.
You can bet the house on it.
Picks of the week on Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin, presented by Palermo's Pizza, Wisconsin's hometown pizza.
Can't wait to see what happens next.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Palermo's Picks on Sunday Karma, of course, brought to you by our friends at Palermo's Pizza. You craving a pizza night, you should head to your local Piggly Wiggly. Grab Screaming Sicilian Original or Thin and Crispy Pizzas. Oh, what a deal. Just 2 for $10 through Tuesday. That is a deal worth screaming about. Loaded with more flavor, more real cheese, and more premium toppings. More is amore. Perfect for quick dinners, game nights, or feeding a hungry crew. Stock up all the deal last, I mentioned, through Tuesday, June 9th. At Piggly Wiggly, 2 for $10 on Screamin' Sicilian. Only at your neighborhood. Piggly Wiggly. Shop the pig and save.
You're listening to Sunday Karma on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
As you heard, it is time for our Palermo's Picks as we round out this edition of Sunday Karma live from TPC Wisconsin and the 2026 American Family Insurance Championship. Darren Clark and Ben Crane atop the leaderboard.
Let's go, Darren!
Three holes.
Ben,
Darren Clark trying to repeat with a different partner here in 2026 after winning the title
in this
team format last year. And he joined Kyle and Brust on Friday.
He golfed with Ben for the Pro-Am on
Thursday morning. Ben was horrible.
He was bad. And he came and let everybody know how bad Ben was. Because Ben loves to talk a big game about how great he is at golf and how good he is. And Darren Clark said he's awful. Just awful.
And Darren Clark might win the whole championship here this weekend. That would be absolutely incredible.
He knows game, and so that was shout out to Darren Clark.
Stricker and Tiziani nowhere near the top of the leaderboard. It is not their year to win here on Strick's home course at TPC Wisconsin. Beautiful day. Hope the fans are enjoying it out here at the 2026 AmFam Championship on Championship Sunday. If you want to catch some of the action this afternoon, you can watch it on the Golf Channel. TV coverage starts around 1:30 this afternoon. I hand it now over to Alex Stroff back in the Gruber Law Offices, One Call That's All Studios at ESPN Milwaukee to lead us in our Palermo's Picks.
Does Darren Clark complete the back-to-back journey, Kyle Wallace?
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. That's an open championship winner right there.
The second-place team right now, there's four teams that are tied at 24 under. They're two back of the leaders. Bernard Langer and Stephen Alker are two back. Bernard Langer is a tall man.
Is he?
I watched him tee off one of the holes last year. He is like he looks like Miz. He's like 7 feet tall.
Would you rather be 7 feet tall or 5 foot two?
Oh, good question.
7 feet tall as someone who is 5'8".
You mean there's a lot of health complications that come with being tall. A lot of things that don't fit. Imagine being a 7-footer and not playing basketball.
I could be Bernard freaking Langer golf for 40 years and be good at it.
I'm not saying – I don't know your mom or your dad, but I don't know if you have the genes for it.
My mom's 5 feet tall.
No, I don't know if you have the genes to be athletic with us just because you're 7 foot.
Well,
seven
I mean, you
mean,
can look at me and tell I don't have the genes to be athletic.
Saying,
you don't know if my mom and dad are to know that.
I'm just saying being tall for nothing sucks. When you're just short, you're just short. But being tall for nothing, everybody has to – you play basketball and you got to say no?
I'd rather be my height than your height.
Agreed.
Stroff, you're not that tall. I mean, you're tall, but you're not that tall where it's like, oh, you're significant.
What are you, 5'9"?
I'm 5'10".
I'm 6'3". You'd rather be 6'3".
I'd rather be 6'3", not because of anything. Like, I only
correct.
Think about sports-wise.
But you just said you wouldn't want to be tall just because.
No,
I'm not athletic, and I prefer to be tall.
At this point now in my life, what's the point of me being 6'3"? The hell? I don't care about being tall now.
Back in your heyday, in your 20s, when you were out, you would rather be 6'3".
Would be nice to reach the top shelf at the grocery store, be able to clean the, like, lights in your house without
this
having to get a chair out.
King had no problem being under 6 feet.
You could have had even more success.
That's our Palermo's Picks. We got Stanley Cup's been incredible.
Yeah.
NBA Finals are riveting. We're not talking about any of that.
My pick is that the Giannis trade conversation heats up this week. Get ready.
My pick is the Knicks sweep the San Antonio
Whoa!
Spurs.
That's not a pick.
Sweep. Get out the brooms.
That's nonsense.
Knicks
Whoa!
Sweep the Spurs. They get it done in four at MSG this week. Thanks to everybody here at the AmFam Championship, even you, birthday boy Kyle Wallace,
thank
for
you,
being part of the
you,
show and allowing me into the Sunday Karma family here this morning. Thanks to Alex Stroff, Owen Dimple. Thanks to you for coming along with us. This has been Sunday Karma on ESPN Wisconsin, live from TPC Wisconsin and the 2026 American Family Insurance Championship. Have a great rest of your weekend, Wisconsin.
Peace. Kyle!
Peace!
Yeah, there we go.